Welcome to Practical Wisdom from ACP Financial Advisors, a program about creating and operating a successful financial planning practice. We're a presentation of the Alliance of Comprehensive Planners, known as ACP, a community of tax-focused financial advisors operating under a unique retainer-based fiduciary business model. I'm your host, Ken Robinson. Today, we have a special episode for you recorded at the 2022 annual conference of the Alliance of Comprehensive Planners in Minneapolis, Minnesota. We asked our members for their words of wisdom and top tips for success as a fiduciary, fee-only financial planner. Here's what they had to say.
So this is Sheila Padden. My company is Padden Financial Planning, and we're located in Chicago, Illinois. So my practice management tip is that since my practice is focused on personal financial planning, we focus in, the first thing is the personal side, the goals. And I start with financial life planning using the Kinder approach, which is a really deep dive into what is truly at your heart's core. And we keep that front of mind throughout the entire process. So then using the ACP methodologies, then we go through all the other areas of comprehensive financial planning and then revisit using the goals visualization meeting, which then really solidifies what the goals of the client are and what's truly at their heart's core. So coming at it from a slightly different way, but always keeping it front and center, because it really is about the person, not just about their money and their resources. So that's my practice management tip.
Hi, I'm Cordy Powell. I'm Favorite Financial Planning in Greensboro, North Carolina. And my tool that I love to use in my practice is the pyramid. It's something that a lot of clients have not encountered, and it's really a great visual to help them explain where all of their assets are. It's easier to implement, and they have the videos within the ACP Connect to teach you how to walk through each stage. So that's just my favorite tool because clients love it, and it's easy for me to explain.
Hi, I'm Bridget Sullivan Mermel, and I have a fee-only financial planning practice in Chicago, Illinois. And one of my practice management tip is to use standardized profiles to help people figure out how to work together better. So the two that we use are the Colby profile and the Gallup StrengthsFinder. So with the Colby profile, it does a great job of helping you understand your natural work style. And I think in our industry, it's particularly salient because different people have different styles. So for instance, we identify the people who are good at follow-up and data gathering and have them collect the information initially from clients on the tax returns because they're just naturally much better at it than some other people who are not as good at it. And with the StrengthsFinder, it really helps you figure out how to get along with people better in the office. Like, what are their natural sweet spots? What do they really love doing? As a manager, you can try to help people guide them and lead their careers into those things that they like more. So that's what I got.
And I'm John Shear. I've got a financial planning practice in Middleton, Wisconsin. My practice management tip is to look at outsourcing as many things as you can that are not in your core competencies. Yeah. Things like even tax preparation, investment implementation, and really trying to figure out what it is that you are best at doing and that only you can do. And to think long term, it's easy, especially as you're starting out, to be in a position where doing everything is of course a requirement in some respects, but also that it becomes that part of what you do, and really focusing on what's the most value that you add helps your clients and it helps your practice by focusing on what your only highest use of your time and skills.
Hey, my name is Kelly Adams. I am the owner of Harbor Light Planning located in Wixom, Michigan. And the greatest tip that I could provide for advisors coming on board or even been around for a long time is to really consider systematizing and structuring what you do using workflows, tasks, and really following through, making them detailed so you don't lose steps along the way. And then as you grow, you've already developed the good habits of documenting all your tasks.
Hi, I'm Rourke Larson, owner of Essential Financial Strategies in Orland Park, Illinois, southwest suburb of Chicago. Following up on some other advisors' comments, ACP has given me ways to learn to systematize my practice and make it repeatable for my clients and make it easier to focus on what's important and streamline meetings where I'm not just wandering down a stream not knowing where it's going. And with the ACP knowledge, then I've been able to leverage some software like Hubly to be able to start slowly implementing stuff that's repeatable, but doing it at a pace where I'm comfortable and not trying to jump into it all at once. And that's been a great aspect. The other thing that I've kind of fought with over the years, being in practice about a decade now, is a niche. And I thought I knew what my niches were going to be when I started the firm, and it turned out not to work at all. I was going to use therapists, and they won't even open their bank statements. So it was impossible to work with them, at least the ones that I was in contact with. So I just started taking, as they say, whoever would fog the mirror. But over time, taking a look at those clients, developed that many of them are a nurse or a similar medical professional, not a doctor, not a dentist, but somebody that works hands-on with patients. And I haven't fully developed that yet, but you call it an inadvertent niche. And so I need to look at why that has happened and how I can leverage that going on. And that's a developing process. But so I will have a niche. I just am in the development stage. And sometimes you just don't know what's going to happen and it pops up. So that's what I'd like to share.
My name is Brian Laban from Midwest Wealth Solution, based in Brookfield, Wisconsin. My practice management tip is actually on the tax return process. I suggest you need to communicate this ahead of time, is actually implement fines to your clients. Say if you don't provide your tax information by March 30th, then and you still want your return done by April 15th, there's a $250 fine. If you place an extension, there is no fine. By doing this, it actually forces your clients to provide your information ahead of time. You're not scrambling at the last minute come April 14th to get things done by April 15th. It greatly distresses the office and also makes things run a lot more smooth.
Hi, I'm Wendy Marston from Prosperity Planning in Western Massachusetts and sometimes Southern Maine. Some tips that came up in this conference that I just want to pass along to other people, I mentioned it along the way, is I got a tax power of attorney on all of my clients this year, and I have told them that my goal is to be able to answer their IRS letters before they've even opened the envelope. That's been a good one. I like to relieve and delight my clients. It's been easy. Another tip is we have all these ACP tools, and I just really want to encourage people to stop and look at some of the tools we've created, not the ACP tool software, I meant the other things we've created, like the dementia protocols, for example. I have instituted that for everybody when they turn 70, and it's had really good response rates. Everybody feels very comfortable that I'm on their team. It just really clarifies that I'm not there to diagnose, and I tell them that it's not if they get a little dotty, it's just if they're endangered, like if they start sending money to their, you know, boyfriend in Russia or something. So I use that one. I also use the investment policy statement. I say we're literally on the same page. But a thing about the investment policy statement, I think is a little very not really recognized, is it creates a little thumbnail sketch of each of your clients that's helpful in the succession planning as well. It has no account numbers. It doesn't have really a whole lot of numbers like what the value of the portfolio is. But it does talk about what the stage of life the client is at and what where you custody and a little bit more about just how it would help anybody taking over to see this. So I've put it in my ADV, in my contract, that that's something that the privacy policy allows me to share in the case of a succession situation.
Hi, my name is Zach Teutsch, and I'm a managing partner with Values Added Financial in Washington, D.C. And two of my favorite tech tools are Calendly and Text Expander. I love Calendly because I just hated the experience of scheduling with somebody where I would say, what's a good day for you? And they would give me a day, and then I would give them three times that day, and then they would wait a few weeks to get back to me, and by then the times were gone and we'd have to try a different day. And I love that I can just send them a link and it updates in real time, and whenever they click on it and they have a real time schedule that's up to date, and they can feel good and empowered because the user interface is nice, and I just have way fewer scheduling interactions, which I always hated. Another tool I really like is Text Expander. There's a few tools I think that do the same basic thing, but the function is extremely helpful. You type a string of characters, you design the string of characters, and then it'll swap out that string of characters for any content that you like. So in my case, I type semicolon first the first time somebody emails me, a prospective client, and it inserts my standard language that I share with somebody to start our discovery process. It says, here's who we are, here's what we do. If you think that sounds appealing, click here to schedule a time to meet and get to know each other. Here's what'll be on the agenda, so on and so forth. And I write a sentence or two that are personalized, but the consistent content stays the same. And it's really valuable for two reasons. One, it saves me a lot of time of retyping the same thing over and over again, and it's very easy and the user interface is very pleasant. But two, it helps us regularize the content, and we use this for a huge range of things. We have semicolon house for when a client's buying a house. Here's our five things to know about that. Or semicolon I-bonds when somebody asks about I-bonds. And this way, everybody in the firm who explains something can explain it the same way verbatim, and that's really helpful too.
Hi, my name is Hannah Basil. I'm a senior financial planner and partner at Basil Financial Group. We're a fee-only RIA based in Chicago, Illinois. One tip that we've utilized over the last year for efficiency is using Zapier as an automation tool to help connect various softwares. It helps link our Jot forms, which we use for preparing our agendas and getting ready for meetings, as well as our calendar, our CRM. It's tremendously given us efficiencies in getting us ready for meetings faster and getting that data integrated. One other planning philosophy and tool that's been really helpful over the last year, year and a half with clients, is the ACP toolkit and the bond ladder. Specifically, with the run-up in the capital markets in 2020 and 2021, we were able to rebalance our clients and buy safe and guaranteed income in the bond ladder. And this has really helped in 2022 as interest rates have risen and traditional bond fund prices have gone down, whereas the stability in a bond ladder has given our retirees and pre-retirees huge peace of mind in a declining equity market as well as a declining bond fund market. So being able to lock in those returns last year in 2021 was a great move just from a portfolio management's perspective and also as a hedge against rising interest rates. So our clients are feeling as good as they can in this challenging market time.
The people you've just heard from are a large part of the reason I'm such a devotee of ACP. I joined for the tools and the training, but I've stayed a member for all these years for the community of like-minded fee-only professionals who share my values of true fiduciary financial planning with an unwavering focus on the best interest of the client. If that sounds like you and you're not already a member, call us at 910-769-1569 or visit acplanners.org. This is podcast number 24 of Practical Wisdom from ACP Financial Advisors from the Alliance of Comprehensive Planners. ACP is a community of tax-focused financial advisors operating under a unique fee-only retainer model. For more than 25 years, ACP has trained advisors in the practices and tools of a comprehensive process rooted in the uncompromising values of fiduciary fee-only planning. Our members are pioneers and innovators who together have perfected a unique retainer-based, tax-focused comprehensive approach, providing a distinct alternative in the financial planning marketplace. ACP offers a lower-cost associate membership for those who want to learn and apply ACP's methodology before becoming certified members. For more information, call 910-769-1569 or visit acplanners.org.